Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here is your host, Steve Starrs.
Welcome back, everybody, once again to Monday and Light Speed, but here, RBN, Steve Starrs, and you there. Glad to have all of you along. I'm going to kind of relax a little bit. You know, it's kind of getting warm out where I am. And, you know, when it gets hot, you kind of don't feel like doing as much, and you have to kind of take it easy because you overheat, you know. And that's easy for me because I don't do too much anyway. But, I do stay pretty busy. It's just I always feel like I haven't accomplished enough. I don't know how you are, but, you know, it's always a great time to come and be with you on this show once a week. And I wish I could do it more because it's been great here working with RBN. Folks have been helping me out so much, Julie and everybody here. Glad Steve Elkins is back. Listened to a little of his show last night, and it was good. Mike Rivero is still going strong. You know, we got some great people, great hosts, and support the network, friends, because we are the voice of freedom. If we lose this voice, we're going to lose our freedom. So we got to keep at it. Hey, a lot of things in the news, of course. You probably we talked to death, the whole thing about, Jim Caviezel. I always get his name mixed up when I think about it too, man. It's Jim Caviezel and his film. You know, it's a great film. He's a great actor, really, and a great person, in my opinion. But, you know, that's been discussed quite a bit. And there's some problems with Angel Productions, as you know. Jim Caviezel's film at the production company itself had some ties to the Clinton Foundation and people like that who have been involved with this spreading of all this abduction of youths around the world. And Jim Caviezel's said recently that he believes he's getting threats from the CIA who want to take him out. I don't think that's going to happen, but they may try to slur him, drag him down, and do anything they can to try to stop what Jim Caviezel is doing. So, he's a great man, I think, though, in my opinion, for stepping out like this. And if you go to my Substack, stevestarrs.substack.com, you don't have to pay or anything. If you can go to that location, you'll see that I also have the stories that Greg Reese brought up in his piece, which have been pretty controversial as to how this film was handled in the distribution and why people such as the Clinton Foundation are making money and have increased their monetary profits while numbering and identifying your children and all these things going on in the background. And at the same time, I talked about this UN sustainability director who has, he said recently that there are as many as 8 million children abducted every year, 8 million by these oligarchs for their transhumanist agenda. So, you know, that is that's out there. You can see it at the Substack if you want to take a look at it. It's pretty good, and pass it on if you like. You can subscribe, and it doesn't cost you anything, and you can comment as well. So, give me a like or whatever and check that out. I'm passing things on. I'm not going to bomb people with a lot of Substack stories because I know it gets annoying. I have some people who are really good and put really good stuff up there, including Greg Reese, you know, and other people. And, you just get hit all the time with all these things. And I can't read them all because some of these are great writers. But at the same time, you can't keep up with all this information. So I try not to send out anything maybe more than once or twice a week if it's really good. And I want my pieces to be excellent. I want something that it's not just chit-chat up there or the latest news, but it goes deep into what's happening here. And I think this one does very much so. So anyway, glad to be back with you. A lot of news, of course. You probably heard that Trump is on the rampage again, saying a lot of things that a lot of people knew already, that the country has fallen into a despotic, basically a tyranny of fascists and ultra big deep state, big government control, and it needs to be stopped. Well, of course, I agree with him. And of course, it's about time somebody said something to that effect. It's very appropriate, and it's coming from him, of course. I agree. The problem is, we are still looking at 2024, which is, as I recall, the next president will not be seated until January of 2025. This is now July of 2023, so it's at least 18 months away, which means that Biden's got a lot of time to create a lot of trouble in the meantime. So why are we always looking for a man or a leader or this incredibly corrupt election game that you'd think we would learn by now that you don't win at the carnival. You don't win in Vegas, you know, not for long. I mean, the more you play, the more you lose. Las Vegas is the city that losers built, friends. You know, this is, you're playing against the house, you're playing against all odds, and even if the odds were enough to where you could win once in a while, they will rob you as they have. So my biggest problem with Trump is that we need fixing right now. We need something to happen at this moment. We need to stop things immediately. We cannot wait until 2025. The war situation is getting worse. I don't know if you heard the interview that Tucker Carlson had with Mike Pence. What an idiot. I mean, Mike Pence is, I think he's totally ruined his name forever. You know, I don't think he's going to get any better. Tucker's asking him, of course, you probably heard the interview. I could play the clip, but you may have heard it, but he's asking him, why are we sending tanks and munitions and supplies to Ukraine when we can't even protect our own borders and our own cities are in a dilapidated situation? And Pence says, that's not my concern. It's not your concern. You're not concerned. And you're running for president of the United States after stabbing the last one in the back, who is your boss. Yeah, I mean, this guy's a complete idiot, friends. And he should be exposed. You know, I could go into great detail about what has been going on in the United States. And, you know, I would go back to the Lincoln assassination, actually. We've been covering up what's been happening with the deep state taking over all this time. It's been going on well before the Federal Reserve, friends. But it even goes back to before Lincoln and that era as well. And we keep covering these things up and just going on down the road. And that's what people want to do in this country. We need to fix things as they are right now. We need to recognize that we are in dire straits at the moment. Some pretty good articles that I was looking at a little earlier. You know, one that, Ron Paul, former Congressman Ron Paul, you know, everybody knows him, who is familiar with what we've been doing as people calling for auditing the Fed and holding Washington accountable to the people. Ron Paul has been a leader, and he's saying now that the military is going to begin to get new recruits among young people. They're wanting to start a big war, and they're wanting to get your kids into their military, and they will probably stick and jab a lot of them. I have friends who've gone through this. Young men that I knew that have had this process happen to them, and they were put under a lot of pressure to comply in the military, in the Marine Corps, of all places. And I don't know if I've told all of you this before. Some of you probably remember my father was a officer in the Marine Corps in World War II and in Korea, and he trained troops at Camp Pendleton, but he was in the South Pacific as a lieutenant in World War II. And I would discourage people from joining the Marine Corps right now simply because the people who are running the Corps are idiots. They're not the old people that used to run the Corps. I think the same thing applies for the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, of course, as well, and the National Guard. Yeah, everybody. I mean, look at what the National Guard is doing. They're disobeying their constitutional oath to protect our borders and assisting all these immigrants that are coming in, many of them. Are people who are trying to get away from dire conditions. I understand that. I really do. But we have a lot of criminal activity, 85,000 children missing right now who have come across the border. We don't know where they are, and we don't know how they're being used, misused, or where the whereabouts of these little ones are right now. So we've got an incredibly dangerous invasion taking place on all fronts here. While the economy collapses, while the Federal Reserve looks at coming out with a central banking digital currency, a CBDC, issued by the Federal Reserve with special drawing rights tied to the IMF, of course, and all this everything. They're trying to take over your entire government, your entire economy, your entire civilization, and they want to shut our communications down. So we can't let them. All right. So what now? What are we doing? Well, we're waiting for another carnival show in 2024 to decide who's going to be president. And you know, as Donald Trump has said, if you heard, he says he goes all out and warns the U.S. now under globalist dictatorship. Okay, yes, that's right. It's correct. It was that way before, actually, or it was on the verge of it. But this is it's pushed the limit now. It's as far as it can go. And in this country for so many years, we have allowed ourselves to just let things slip away. And you know about the World Health Organization treaty. I could go back and read some information that was passed the year of 9/11 and the Patriot Act. At the very end of the year, there was the Model States Emergency Health Care provisions that were placed into power that essentially gave the government control over all these, managing all these so-called health issues, pandemics, epidemics, shortages, things like that. So they were basically setting up the police state of operations on that back in 2001, December of 2001, with the Model States Health Provision Act there. Same thing. People didn't even notice it. And then now they're pushing through the World Health Organization Treaty. I don't know how it is in your state, whether you've talked to your senators, your congressmen. I have been following up on that. And as I've said before, and we played on the program here, there is an impeachment going on with Joe Biden right now. Remember, impeachment is only the act of the hearings. The removal of office and the impeachment are not necessarily connected, okay? So there is impeachment. Biden is being impeached by the Republican Congress, a proposition that was proposed by just one brave lady, Lauren Boebert from Colorado, our state here. I've called her office. I asked when this was coming. She said at that time, and you've heard me say on the radio, that no one knew anything about anything working at that process. And she got it through, and it voted through, and it's in the House now, the House Judiciary Committee. So if you've got members in the House Judiciary Committee, and we have one, a senior, you need to get after him and tell him he needs to be impeached immediately. We need to move this through and get started. We have to stop the Biden administration now, is what I'm saying, friends, now. Why didn't Trump really dig in back in January when this all went bad? You've heard the stories. We now know that the feds, Ray Epps, you saw they finally got this guy indicted too. That we're catching up with them, but we're way, way, way too late is what I'm saying. We've got to be moving faster, and we got to put pressure on these people now, because if we don't, there isn't going to be another real election in 2024, and there's not going to be a real president either. I mean, I'm all in favor of wanting to believe in the elections. I like what Simon and Garfunkel used to sing, you know, and Mrs. Robinson, you know, go into the candidate's debate, right? Laugh about it, shout about it when you have to choose. Any way you look at it, you lose. You know, this is what's been going on over and over and over, because the people in power are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And we're not putting pressure on them all the time that we should be, when it's really up to the Congress, it's up to the courts, it's up to your mayors, it's up to your governors, it's up to your sheriffs, it's up to the people on the local level to be applying the pressure that forces the national level to cooperate. And that is not happening. Look at our cities all over the country. Look at the places that used to be very nice out here in Colorado where I live. You know, I used to be proud of being a native. Now I wouldn't even want a native bumper sticker on my car, to be honest with you, because I'm so disgusted with the way things have gone. And I believe to a large extent, I think the state was actually stolen. There are far more conservatives here than most people realize, even in California as well, as we know. So these votes, these this gaslighting effect that they're using on us in these elections, telling us what we think. You see how that works? Let me tell you what you think. You think that the Democrats won the last election. You think that it's wrong to question the vote, and we're making the world safer for democracy. No, we're making. That's what's really happening. We're making the world safer for no democracy. And so, you know, we don't have what we thought we did here. We have something that is really a phony, misguided, misdirected operation of a bunch of puppets. And we're falling for the puppet show, friends. We can't keep doing that. We've got to get up and get moving now. And I'm all but glad to hear what Donald Trump has to say. I'd like to see more what he can do about it right now. As a matter of fact, it was his office that was stolen from him. You know, it's not up to us. I mean, why is it up to us to put him back in when he lost it the last time? You know, you bumbled it, you know, champ. You know, the mighty Casey struck out. It's what happened here. You should have handled that better when you were in there. And I like Trump, friends, but, you know, I'm very critical of him at the same time. I'm honestly critical of him. The Bible says, you know, faithful are the wounds of a friend. If you have a real friend, they're going to tell you the truth. And I'm telling you the truth about this. We cannot wait until 2024 to fix this, is where I'm going with all this. So we're having a lot of trouble with getting over that, and they're playing us again for all these political scores and everything that they're working on. And that's one of the things we have to be aware of, and we have to do something about it immediately. So glad to be back with you on a Monday. you know, I think it's great, you know, to have a chance to talk to some great people out there. And we had some good folks calling in last time. And, you know, my guest, I'm sorry, his phone was a little muffled, but he's a great guy, Craig James. And his website is, gosh, now I forgot his website. I'm not with it yet today. But we've got a call coming in from David, and I'll get to him in a second. I think we got a break coming up pretty quick, David. May want to hold over. Let's get that first break out of the way, and then we'll give you some more time. I'll be listening for the music, and we'll keep you holding. And I'll just try to finish up with some things that we're saying right now about what's happening. A lot of stuff going on. And of course, as you know, Tucker Carlson digging in on the whole situation with Joe Biden, a number of other things happening. Ron Paul warning you, they're coming after your kids. They're going to start trying to recruit and maybe even use the draft if they can't find enough people. And it's very likely they won't. Or they'll be filling it with all kinds of aliens and people like that, the military and the forces. And you're not going to be the friendly citizens. You're going to be the problem for these people, the way they're setting it up. So we better be on the ball. We better be watching. We better be paying attention. So much going on, you know. The BRICS, you know, you've heard about the BRICS currency project picking up speed. They're backing it with gold, from what I understand. Now, that's a smart thing to do. They're on the leading edge of where this is going. I've said before, and I think it was Dr. Edwin Vieira, you know, if you know who he is, he had mentioned before that a gold-backed cryptocurrency was a very possible solution to our problems right now. That doesn't mean you send all your gold to a cryptocurrency company. It just means you send a portion, or you buy what they have to sell and buy it at their level, and you make money if you hold gold, and you can use it if you need it very quickly by exchanging it. Just a gold exchange. It would be the same kind of an idea. And that is what they're looking at putting together for the BRICS currency. I'm surprised that we haven't figured that out much earlier. They did. I knew it was coming. Gold and silver is really the way to go in terms of steadfast, steady, solid currency system. You can't use gold alone, by the way. We've tried it. It doesn't work. A gold standard doesn't work. And the reason why is there's not enough gold. You cannot keep producing money at the rate of the gold that's out there unless you want the gold price to keep going up, because you cannot produce enough gold fast enough to produce money, friends. So that's why we added silver in the Sherman Act many years ago. It's like the Wizard of Oz. If you have the silver slippers, not ruby slippers, if you have the silver slippers, you can go up and down the gold path. So gold and silver. You could use platinum too, palladium. I'd like to see a commodity index working in this way, but BRICS has already got that working. They've already got the idea going. I think I might read a little bit of this story. On Friday, July 7th, 2023, news broke in the financial media market that the BRICS, that is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, will implement their plan to create a new international currency for trading and financial transactions. And this new currency will be, quote, gold-backed. More recently, on June 2nd, 2023, the foreign ministers of the BRICS, as well as the representatives from more than 12 countries, met in Cape Town, South Africa, interestingly, at the Cape of Good Hope. Among other things, it was emphasized that they wanted to create an international trading currency. Undoubtedly, this is an undertaking that could have consequences of epic proportions. That's what we have in the works here. It's coming. I think we can see it. After all, BRICS countries represent 3.2 billion people, approximately 40% of the world's population. So there you go, friends. We should be way ahead of this. Instead, they're going to give you special drawing rights and paper from the UN and the IMF. Come on. No. See, these are the things that are taking place right now and will continue to go into control. And this is going to continue because we are not doing what we need to do right now. Get your eyes off the election. It's still way too far off, friends. It's 18 months before any new president will sit down. And even if Biden is thrown out of the market, their office, you know, what's going to happen? He's got, about almost 2.5 months of lame duck series to wreck the country even more. You know, it's not going to fix things.
A rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to T-shirts to artwork.
At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People are getting stupid, and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range, 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cibus Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, to light speed. I started out, I wasn't really moving in light speed today. You know, Jim Caviezel, that's his name. Yeah, great fellow, great story about what he's been doing. And we're going to keep at it, friends. We need more people like that. But I've got a call here from David, and I believe he's in Massachusetts, isn't it? Is that M.A.? I think that's Dave, M.A. David, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Steve.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I like your last name, Steve, because I often say, like, you know, Rush Limbaugh's Rabbi Rush Limbaugh's ditto heads were into connecting the dots. But I like your name because I always say I'm not into connecting the dots, but what I do is I connect the stars. I try to connect the stars, not the dots.
There you go.
So I like that name, Steve Stars. You know.
Yeah, you know, I have a confession. That's actually a stage name. And, you know, I don't mind telling people the reason why. Well, you know, you probably have more important things to say than my name, but I'll just tell you that my actual last name is Allen, okay? But you remember probably the comedian, the great comedian Steve Allen, right? I have two other friends that I know personally and their whole families, and we're not even related with the name Steve. It's a very common name. It's not as common as Mike Jones or Tom Smith or something like that. But I started out years ago using that name in a rock band and on radio, and I decided, you know, when I was going to do my radio work, I said, what should I do? Should I go back to using my – and then I thought, no, actually, believe it or not, I prayed about it, and God said, I'm going to give you a new name, just like he gave Jacob a new name, Israel, just like he gave Abram a new name, Abraham, and or Peter, Cephas, you know, from Simon, and Paul instead of Saul. It comes out of Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. They that be wise and convert many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever. So you're one of the stars too there, David. Okay. So feel included. Anyway, that's why I go with it. I've had it for over 50 years, believe it or not. So I decided to keep going. And that's, but anyway, that's about my name. I don't know why I had to tell that story, but I thought it was interesting since you brought it up.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was really interesting to me, Steve. And actually, God changed my name for a while. For a number of years, I lived in Eagle River, Alaska. And the talk show host, Anthony J. Hilda, he broadcast Radio Free America out of Eagle 97 in Anchorage, Alaska. 100,000 wow. watts of power beaming out across the Great Land. Great. And I used to call into Anthony's show. I actually was a cab driver. I became his personal cab driver. I learned a great deal from Anthony, the late Anthony Hitler. Yes, what a Freudian slip, because he used to always talk about Hitler and about Hillary Clinton and everything. His name was Anthony Hilder. I just called him Anthony Hitler. He's probably rolling over in his grave. But,
yeah. but today's the day for misspelling names. I've done it myself several times, or mispronouncing them. Go ahead, though. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, I'd call into his show all the time. He came on every night, and they'd say, okay, let's go to Eagle River, and let's let Eagle River weigh in, and let's get Eagle River's opinion on this. And because I lived in Eagle River, Eagle River Dave and everything. So anyways, he always would just say, let's go. He wouldn't say, let's go to Eagle River Dave. He'd just say, all right, Eagle River, what do you think? Eagle River, you can weigh in on this. What's your opinion? So anyways, everyone just started calling me Eagle River. And what was fairly funny, Steve, I drove taxi cab at night in Anchorage. And with my Boston accent, when I'd pick people up at the airport or the hotels or anything, the first thing I'd ask my customer when they got in, like, where would you like to go? Where may I take you? And just, I guess, with the word where and everything, they'd say, is it really you? Is it really you? They pick up on my boss. They heard me on the radio.
Wow.
It's going to be you. You're Eagle River. Are you Eagle River? And I'd say, yeah, well, I'm Eagle River.
Cool.
You know? And yep. So I just became known as Eagle River. People just kind of dropped the Dave. The Dave, Eagle River Dave. Like, now I'm Dave from Massachusetts or something, but up there. So I became known as Eagle River, but it kind of resonated with me. And so I felt I shouldn't feel pride, because pride comes before a fall and everything and all that. But I was proud of the moniker Eagle River, and I tried to live up. Because, you know, we mount up on eagles' wings, Steve,
yes,
as you well know.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And another thing about your citing Daniel, the book, it's going to be sealed up until the end. And I pointed out, you know, Daniel said the end would be as a flood. And I say, you know why they have that rainbow flag? Because that's the great Satan reassuring us with the rainbow flag that never again will he destroy America with a flood of illegal aliens. Once America is destroyed with a flood of illegal aliens and the rainbow flag is flying over all the churches and public buildings, that's the great Satan reassuring us that once America is destroyed, it'll be destroyed for good. And never again will America be destroyed with a flood of illegal aliens. And we have the rainbow flag as the great Satan's sign.
Well, it sure is disgusting to a lot of people. Got a break here, buddy. Gotta go. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way?
Wow, singing the blues, huh? You know, I was singing the blues earlier today. I think I'm back on top of it, man. Thanks to Dave for calling in. I hated to cut him off. I got another call that we're going to go to pretty quick here. But, you know, I wonder if he used to listen to Tom Baudette. Remember that? Tom Baudette, we'll leave the light on for you. Tom Baudette was one of my favorites. He got his big, big start out in Alaska, covering all that area. You know, everybody was faithfully tuned into him. It was like that TV show, Northern Exposure, you know what I mean, where everybody kind of knew what was going on because of the radio up there. Because you don't get signals in the place. It's just so vast that, you know, the only thing that gets out there is AM. So we don't want to lose AM radio, friends. And speaking of AM radio, well, we're going to go all the way out via internet, I guess, to Ohio to pick up on Roger to see what he has to say. Roger, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, hello. I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, thank you.
That's a two-part comment, I guess. I was in Costa Rica a long time ago, and they voted down there, and it was very simple. They voted with paper ballots, and they would use their thumbprint.
Yeah.
And after they used their thumb, and they would vote on Sunday. And it was like a big party.
Yeah.
And they would run around sticking their thumbprint up saying, see, I voted. And we could, you know, paper ballots, very simple. It's
yes.
not hard to
yes.
do.
Yes. Was that the only comment? What was your first comment? What was the second one? Because I want to get back to... Well, yeah, go ahead.
The second one is about, the Sound of Freedom. They have sin tax against tobacco and alcohol and all this other thing. Why is there not sin tax against pornography?
Yeah. Well, there you go. You'd think they would.
It'd be very easy. If you had to go online, you would have to use a credit card. You have to verify that you're 21 years old. And this is a thousand times more problem than what these kids getting abducted, because they destroy the family.
Yeah.
And they're destroying our youth with all the pornography and everything. Pornography, if you're older, it might not harm you as much. But, these kids, they can see it anytime that they want.
Well, it certainly has had an effect on the youth. We know that. And it has really gone out of control. And one could have seen that coming a long time ago, and... I don't know what you do in this condition. It's a situation where, when people pay the tax, I hate to see more taxes, But at the same time, there are serious concerns about it. And the abductions of these children is just enormous right now. I think it's even bigger than the we have any idea of. I remember going back to, at least 15 years ago, there was a lot of talk about all of this happening. And nobody seemed to be paying much attention to it then. But getting back to, some of the other things that you said, concerning voting. Arizona came up with an excellent ballot, and I'm going from memory here. You can look it up, a paper ballot. Okay, the paper ballot was printed on very, very special paper. It had a watermark on it, the paper itself. The printing had its own watermark, so there's a second one. And I think there was even a third watermark on the ballot itself. Then it also had... a place for you to sign and register, where you were registered and all that, were not necessarily signed, but you had your own, you had your own digital ID with it. So you could actually go online privately with a PIN and look at your ballot and make sure it was exactly counted the way you wanted to. And this was what they were going to send out. It was virtually impossible. It would have been easier to counterfeit a $20 bill than it was one of those ballots. And this was what we should have. We shouldn't have machinery like Tucker Carlson was saying. We shouldn't have machines running our elections. Look at the movie Fraction Magic by Bev Harris. You can go to blackboxvoting.org. Blackboxvoting.org and watch the movie Fraction Magic. You can see even then Dominion and ESNS were mentioned in this film going way, way back as dealing with this Smartmatic software. So, this has been going on for a long time. So why do people want to think that we're going to get ahead and this is going to work in 2024? They haven't even fixed the last election, Roger. But anyhow, getting back to the ballot situation, absolutely. There's no excuse for this to be going this way. And this is where I'm going to unfortunately have to get down on Trump. He knew that election in 2016 went crazy in the middle of the night when Hillary Clinton pulled out of her hat, 3.5 million votes somewhere in the middle of the night. This is when these things always happen, in the middle of the night. It's predictable. It's just like when robbers come. Look when they turned over the election, Mike Pence and all these people, in the middle of the night. This is how thieves operate, friends. Well, anyway, I'm getting steamed up. But when you talk about the theft of the election and Donald Trump talking about what we need to do in 2024, I'm saying, why didn't you fix it the last time? He should have dug in. He should have gone back to the Supreme Court and said, I am going to join Texas and now 10 other states, and we want this thing recounted. He didn't do it. I don't know how you help a guy like that who doesn't know what to do in these kind of situations. Maybe, he's smarter than I am. Really? He sure got us into a hell of a mess, didn't he? And I said this over and over, Roger, before Trump was elected, right here on the network, at least 7 times. Donald Trump needs to get rid of Anthony Fauci day one when he goes into office. Nobody knew who Fauci was back then. Hardly anybody. Maybe about 1 out of 10 of you out there. Did you really know who Fauci was back then? I've been tracking him for 31 years, telling you what he does. This man's a witch doctor is what he is. Okay, anyway, off of my, I'm getting too steamed up here, Roger. Another comment from you. How about?
Well, it's very. I remember that Arizona faintly. So
yeah.
I'm so glad that you came back to RBN. I used to listen to you when you were on a long time ago.
Oh,
so
great.
I was really happy to hear you, you know, at least once a week, which is pretty nice to, you know, have you on. So.
Well, thanks. It's glad to be back, too. Have people like you, Roger, still remember me. Thanks.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day, and thanks for taking my call.
Hey, yeah, my pleasure. Really good to hear from you. Good comments there. Yes, we, you know, we got problems. We really do. And we've got to do something about them right away, friends. We, you know, and that's why I'm saying call your congressman, call your representatives. Let's get in touch with our sheriffs. We've got amazing, well, let's put it this way. We've got serious problems that are going to hit us in the next 6 months to a year, long before the election. So we have got to get this straightened out now. We can't wait and play this carnival game and hope it works out next time. I'm so sick of believing in this system the way it is right now. We have let things go by one by one by one by one, and it's not getting better. We have got to draw the line and stop it now. That doesn't mean I want to see us out in the streets. Does it mean that they're going to probably start cyber attacks and shutdowns and power shortages and all kinds of things? Yes, it probably does. They're going to be moving much faster. I'm talking about they, the enemy, these people who want to steal everything you've got. They come not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. They want to destroy everything they can. They're out of their minds. They are defects, friends. I'm telling you, I don't hate these folks, but I'm telling you, I don't know how you're going to turn a lot of these people around. I mean, they've been turned over to a reprobate mind. You read about that in Romans chapter 1. That means a mind that no longer works, a conscience, an ability to think rationally, logically, and with love, and with common sense, and with the kinds of things that we used to possess. These people have lost it. A lot of these people are out of their minds. You can look at them. Look at Hillary Clinton. Look at Nancy Pelosi. Look at Joe Biden. Look at crackhead Hunter. I mean, look at Podesta. Look at all these people. They're deviant. They're out of it. And a lot of these folks following them are the same way. We got to be real about this. These people, as much as we want to love, respect, and try to help, we got to recognize them as being very dangerously psychopathic at this moment. That's how bad it is. Those of us listening, those of you out there knowing the fake news media is lying to you, those of you who've been following, like Roger, the network here helping us out, supporting our sponsors, questioning things. We're not always right. You know, hey, I mean, sometimes you make mistakes, and sometimes I try to clarify mine. I made a big mistake with the pandemic. When I first heard about it, I was right, but I was wrong. I said, this pandemic will be over by April 15th in 2020. Okay, it would just come out really recently over the, kind of the Christmas holiday and into the new administration when it really, it was actually 2019, 2020, but it was before the election, of course, as you know, early on in 2020. I said it's going to be over by April 15th, just like H1N1, just like the swine flu, just like all these others. How many times have we had Ebola? 1, 2, 3. Zika virus, remember that? Legionnaires' disease. These things come and go very, very quickly, historically. I was wrong. I was right, but I was wrong. I was right because it was over. The 2 weeks lockdown that we should have had started in March 13th. Give it 4 weeks, it still wasn't April 15th. Okay, that if this was a real infectious germ agent or a flu scare or something similar to that, it should have been over by around April 15th, 2020. So I was correct about that concerning the what you might call the epidemiology and the progression of something like a germ like SARS-CoV-2. I was absolutely right about that. But what I was wrong about was they were going to keep writing this thing right down your throat, putting you under lockdowns, extending this whole thing, making it worse, wearing you wear masks, and then finally coming up with a jab that was utterly worthless. And now you know the story. It's killing people all over. More and more people are falling down and dropping and all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of the situation with it all. I have to make a confession that I didn't see the fanaticism that was going to work out of all this. I knew it was another fanatic scare, just like the swine flu in 1976, like H1N1. You remember that in 2009? 2009, they had another Fauci ingrained, created, you know, pandemic, if you like. You know, that came out in 2009. Then they found out the Centers for Disease Control had no record virtually at all to provide. And, you know, Laura, I think it was, who was it that went after that? Cheryl Atkinson. She was a star reporter for CBS, proved that the states didn't have records of anybody sufficiently having that disease at all. It never happened. It never existed. And yet they were giving people vaccinations for it in 2009, just 10 years earlier. Anyhow, what I'm saying is this, that these things have been frauds. What he is using, that is Fauci, what he's using on you is these are witch doctor tactics, friends. It's what it is, okay? He creates a vaccine or a medication and a plan around something that doesn't exist in reality. Now, was there something going around called COVID? Yes, there was. And it was a by differential diagnosis identifiable. Yes, there was a disease, but it was mistreated. They didn't give people HCQ. They wouldn't give them ivermectin. Wasn't it Dr. Zelenko? And also, Peter McCullough said that we could have cured at least 85% of the people who had died with this, with the proper medication, which was denied by Fauci. Fauci did this, okay? This is the kind of guy he is, because he didn't want it to go away. They wanted to keep it going, and they kept it going, and they're still at it. And then they released this incredibly toxic jab, and people are still taking them. Okay, well, let's see. I got James in Vancouver hanging, but I don't know if I got time to get to him. James is a good caller. We've got enough time. Maybe we can start with you. James, why don't you say, hey, go ahead. We may have a break here pretty quick. Go ahead.
Alrighty. So what the problem is in 1945, the United States and the other allied powers, did not disarm. We kept on going, building up our military with all the new technology. We were able to scrounge from Germany vis-a-vis the Messerschmitt 262 V1, V2 rockets.
Yeah.
And this has made everything happen. But I wanted to ask you, my buddy was in the 4th Marine Division in Saipan. Was your father in Saipan?
No, he was in 3rd Division, or I think it was 2nd at that time. And Second division, and then the third division.
Second division was in Saipan. Also, my buddy was up at the Chosin Reservoir in 1950, and he was able to speak Chinese with Chinese defectors.
Wow.
Quite an interesting story. The book, One Marine's War, that was his buddy Robert Sheeks that wrote that book. I don't know if you read it, One Marine's War. I'll let you go. You got a break, right?
Well, we got a break. If you want to hold on, we'll hit the music when you come back.
It'll
be coming up here pretty quick here, and we'll go to one final break and then be back and take you if we can. Wait a minute. Now I'm getting okay. We still have 2 minutes until the break here. So, the old Marine Corps, my dad, you know, of course, I've told this story before, woke up one morning, and I can't remember where it was, but, you know, whether he was at Pendleton at this time, because I don't think General Chesty Puller was there, but he woke up one morning before Reveille to go in and shave in the enlisted men's latrine, and there was none other than General Chesty Puller in his government-issued skivvies and his unlaced combat boots shaving in the enlisted men's latrine.
Yeah.
And he said, good morning, General. He recognized him right away. He said, well, who might you be? And he identified himself, and he says, how are our young lads doing? He said, well, you know, they're sleeping now, but that'll soon end in a few minutes. And they both kind of smiled and a little bit. Not much of a conversation, but it was interesting. He was the Marine's Marine, you know, so that was a close encounter there with somebody very important that I think was liked at that time. But yeah, we got another minute or so. One more comment?
Well, yeah, my buddy in the 4th Marine Division in Saipan, his official job was to act as a Japanese translator with the Japanese civilians that were on Saipan. Mm. And that's what he and this Robert Sheeks were doing. Sheeks wrote the book, One Marine's War. So
I'll have to read it. Yeah.
There's a lot of other stories there. I'll let you go. I'll try to get back to you maybe another time next week.
Yeah.
And there's more interesting things to talk about.
All right. Thanks, James. Good to hear from you again, buddy.
Right.
Yeah. You know, one more comment before we go to the break. My dad used to tell me when you go to the swimming pool that you could get court-martialed in the Marine Corps if you got sunburned. you know, because you were messing up government issued property there, your body, you know what I mean? So he would tell me, you don't get sunburned out there, take sunscreen oil or cover up, you get some sun, but don't get sunburned. You know, so now what's happening today, they're injecting all of our Marines with this experimental jab, and we're having all kinds of problems with this stuff. I mean, something seriously, seriously wrong. That's why I would not recommend people, young people, getting into the military. This is a terrible time to get in with a maniac like Biden in there. Okay, so they're going to be coming after your kids. They're going to, another way they're going to destroy the United States is they're going to destroy a lot of our fighting age people. They're going to destroy the complete morality and everything about everything that's going on with the military. And you don't want your kids going through this. I wouldn't put them in there. I better yet, talk to your sheriff. I would say get ready to handle what's happening here on the local level. Be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yeah. Getting right back in, ladies and gentlemen. Got a couple calls lined up. Going to try to get to them before the time runs loose here. And, boy, it's been fun talking to you folks today. Great people out there. Mike in Kentucky is calling in again. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I know we talked a while back about the possibility. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Coming in clear.
Okay. About FM translators for AM stations, there is a new window coming open soon for nonprofits, and
really?
you don't always have to do religious broadcasting. So, for instance, I mean, you could get one, or your church could sponsor one,
right?
And you only do, you know, so much a month of of religious programming, and, you know, you set it up. A lot of churches already have a foundation, right? And so they'll run a church school, or they'll run whatever, a camp or something, and that's part of their foundation. So it could be easy to get them to sponsor it, and then, or to host it, or you could set up your own 501c3 and do it that way. But then it could rebroadcast a local AM station that is on the ropes, you know, because they're trying to get rid of all this one-way media because they want to be able to track every input and output of every human brain. So I know you're out of time, but I thought I'd
just about
that.
Yeah, hey, that's great.
RBN needs to do it. You know, RBN could do it around Austin and Houston and or different places as long as you link them by internet.
Yeah. When is that window, Mike? Do you know?
You know, my FCC consultant told me about it a couple of weeks ago. I think it opens up sometime this fall, maybe in August.
Really? Okay. I know about that. We were in the last
lottery. You need to get on it,
trip.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
RBN,
yes.
Several of them across Texas.
Okay.
He wants me to put up one, but I'm so tainted, I don't think anybody wants me to be associated with the license.
Well, we're praying for you, brother. Okay. Hey, thanks for the note. Keep me informed.
Thanks.
All right. Bye. Let's see if we can get to Charlie real quick. Charlie in Florida. Charlie, you out there?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, you said it made a statement about there. You've investigated this COVID thing and you found that it's real. I have to disagree. I mean, I don't know what kind of investigation you did. I'm sure you did a somewhat of investigation, but I think if you look into it more, you'll find that there is no such thing as COVID-19.
Well,
never was.
Well, no, what I was clarifying, hoping to clarify, maybe it wasn't clear enough, was something was going around at that time. I don't credit it as being SARS-CoV COVID. Okay.
That's been proven wrong too.
Yeah.
That's actually been proven wrong too. There's a guy named I can't think of his name right off the hand or top of my head. But he Reinhardt. David Reinhardt. And he's looked into these illnesses, and he says that they've all been attributed to people that would have died normally, or that they were already had like obesity problems and things like that, and they were just marked up as being COVID-19. And then, by the way, the CDC also mismarked people that were dying naturally and put them down as being COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Deaths.
Yeah, but you're talking about deaths there. I'm talking about people who had what was a differential diagnosis, same disease, just like a flu bug or something like that. I'm saying something was going around. This is a big problem. We do have an issue with SARS-CoV-2. We don't have a real sample of it anywhere. Okay, you can't get it in a jar. It does. And you're right. You're talking about. I know the people that I think you're probably aware of. You know, a lot of the good people who are arguing viral theory. No, I don't believe in the SARS-CoV-2 virus. I don't. I think what something was going around could have been probably was parasitic. I think parasitic bacteria. That's why they didn't want you to use ivermectin. People were having similar symptoms, not dying, but they got sick for a while. So, you know, but anyhow, we'll get back to that. Maybe call in next time. We'll talk at length a little more about that. Okay. Cause I agree with you. I'm a little more specific about what I'm saying about it, that maybe we need to focus on. Anyhow, stay tuned. RBN Mike Rivero's up next. Friends, keep the network going. Steve Starr's here, off to kind of a shaky start, but we had a great show. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.